Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady? Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night. All night in the club. Will you stay
back? Hey, what's up, you guys? God damn it, here we go. We goddamn finna get this shit going. You know, this is the goddamn flyest ass radio show for real motherfuckers ever. I'm your host, Rosebud Bitterdose, and my show is becoming more and more popular. Because, you know, I always fucking give it to you straight, Mac, with no back. Just like I drank my cognac. Now, we got a lot of shit to cover tonight, man. Everything that we talk about is really important, and we finna talk about something that I've been getting a lot of doggone instant messages, questions about different scenarios and shit, and we just finna talk about that shit. Are you down? How can you tell if you're down? Trey, what's up? You over there?
Yeah, man. Ready for this Down and Dirty 101 show.
Yeah, you know it. See, the thing about this shit is I'm one of the only motherfuckers in the world left that's coherent that had this game. I mean, a lot of you motherfuckers looking for it, but motherfuckers you run into ain't got no fucking game. They ain't never had none. They thought they had some. But if you got some game, it'll take you. It'll take you there. I'm saying you could be 21 years old and you could be doing whatever you're doing, you know, as long as you're doing it accordingly to the right way, especially if you're in this pimping, you know, you're doing this shit properly. Man, let's say you're 23 and by the next thing you know, because time flies in the game. There's one thing you better understand. Time flies in the game. So I'm saying you're 23 and the next time you look around and check, you're going to be in your 50s. And shit's going to get scary because you're going to see you slowing down and shit. But you know what you can rely on? The same shit I relied on. The same shit you've been hearing me talk for the past 10 motherfucking years. This shit is real. And if you stay down, this shit will look out for you. This shit will show you a way to keep me and you just like it showed me. I'm not a lazy motherfucker, so all I had to do, I guess, is prove that I could go to work. So, fuck, I did go to work. I had a job. I ain't ashamed of that shit, but I ain't been working since 2010. I ain't had no goddamn job since 2010. And what I'm saying is I'm going to keep trying to do what I'm doing with y'all so you can keep getting sharp, because I get these things from dudes, these instant messages, from dudes that don't have no parts of the course. They just didn't, somebody didn't put them up on that I'm doing this shit. Somebody didn't put them up on that I'm doing this show, and they get on the show, but they don't ask no questions. They just listen. The thing is, man, if you don't ask no questions, you ain't gonna get no motherfucking game. Then, but they want to ask me on instant message. Man, fights. There's a lot of fights going on. I don't understand this shit. I am glad to see more of you motherfuckers is interested in my AVPs, the pledge, you know, the five things that I give you free, you know, the alpha male, the pledge to yourself, the five no's, the 10 things to do with any date that's inexpensive, and you can do them first. I mean, I'm not the kind of dude to tell you to take a bitch to dinner and spend 50, 60 bucks. And then, you know, try to show her a really nice time. I'm the dude to tell you to go to the most inexpensive place you can, not McDonald's, but I'm saying go to somewhere inexpensive so you can spend very little money so that if you miss, you ain't spent no gang of money. Because I don't spend money to talk to no bitch. I spend money after that bitch has shown me she's worth me fucking with her. I'm not going to be spending money when it's about catching. Now you know what tonight is about. Hey, listen, you know my motherfucking voice is still fucked up, but it's coming back. You can hear it. But you know, you're going to hear it breaking and all that shit. Because, you know, I was really fucked up, man. But I'm all right now. I'm fucking with a motherfucker. First of all, you guys don't know this, probably. But Trey Lavish is a motherfucker. Sorry about this, Trey. I got to put it on Front Street, man. But anyway, Trey Lavish is a motherfucker that came to me with his tail between his legs. Well, maybe not that bad. That might have been an over-exaggeration of it. But he didn't have the game that he needed. I should have just said that. Yeah, the nigga came to me, didn't have the game he needed. And we start kicking it, woo-woo. He gets some shit, woo-woo. And, you know, after that, you know, that's that. But then nigga started calling in, you know, talking shit. And I heard changes going on in his voice. I heard changes going on in how he was telling me about shit. He wasn't asking me about shit. He was telling me about shit. And I started paying attention. Then one time, some kind of way we kicked it, might even been on the show. I told that motherfucker to get in contact with me. And he did. We talked, and I verified that this nigga has grown like a motherfucker. But I didn't really know where me and this motherfucker was going to connect until time passed. And I guess this motherfucker decided, man, shit, I'm going to shoot this to this motherfucker. He shot a little proposition to me. And believe it or not, it made hella sense to me. And since he wasn't no punk no more, and he knew how to talk, and he knew how to stand up for what the fuck he was talking about, because you know me, I'm going to try to shoot it down. Me and that motherfucker hooked up. And we just hooked up. And what I'm saying is, being a motherfucker works for you. And only a real motherfucker going to get to have action at fucking with me like this. Because I ain't trusting damn motherfucker to say shit for me. But I trust this motherfucker. And of course, a motherfucker got to be groomed if that's the case, but it's not an impossible task because you see how a motherfucker is understanding how to be a motherfucker. That's all that matters once you hear the information. You got to understand how to use it. So I'm just fucking with Trey, and you got to understand, if you want to get started, hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. I'll email you a free copy of all that shit I was telling you about. But all that shit is going to lead you to the motherfucking shit Trey got involved in. And when it leads you to, hold on, man. And when it leads you to that, then that's when your decision, that's when your decision-making skills get called. And you have to make some decisions. Do you want to watch a motherfucker grow right in front of you while month after month, year after year, you continue to be in the same place, which is unsure, which you're unsure of where that is? You motherfuckers don't even really know where you're at. And in reality, that's not a bad thing. It's a bad thing when you realize you don't know where you at. And you don't do shit about clarifying where you're going. Trey, what was you finna say, man?
Yeah, man, I would have to say that people who really don't believe in this course really need to look at me as a testimony. Anybody who's heard me in past calls or heard me calling up, and Rosebud, you actually are showing that you're confident in your own product, because you're willing to have one of your students come on the show and show that he has progress and he is the man that he says he is, and he's making progress as far as your course is concerned. So, and I don't have anything to do with being a pimp or anything like that, but I know how to use that information and apply it to what I do. And, you know, I'm in marketing and advertising. So you really need to take a look at that course, man, because if you don't really believe that it does what it does, I'm a walking, talking testimony of how it goes.
Hey, and let me tell you something. That course, I mean, of course, I think it's the shit. But that course is not shit. That course is the key to you becoming a motherfucker. And when you become a motherfucker, that's when that course is a motherfucker. Because what I'm saying is, the course is the same thing for 100 people. But 100 people ain't going to become a motherfucker. Maybe 80. But each one of those 80 going to figure out, they going to see something totally different from each other, but they going to speak the same language. And that's the language of winning. Okay, I got a caller. Let me get him right quick. 305, what's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? My name is Elijah.
What's happening, brother?
I'm from Miami.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I got that course, and I just been working it, took my notes, and I've been studying it, making it, ingraining it into my mind and my subconscious mind and all of that stuff. But I wanted to ask you, because I'm about to, like, really get in the field. But I want to ask you, if you ever, you know, been to the club by yourself to catch, and what was that like? Like, without having a wingman or
what? Do you mean by myself? With no friends with me?
Yeah, like you just go by yourself.
Okay, now, check this out. I ain't a motherfucker that you could really pan, and I ain't a motherfucker that you can compliment that so much as I miss shit. So, I'm listening to you, and I can't say you lying. I can't say that. But I definitely don't believe you studied the course. Because what I'm saying is, if you studied it like them silly dudes study it, which is just watching it back to back to back to back, and when you finish, you think you didn't learn something, then maybe you did do that. But what I'm saying is, any motherfucker that fucks with my shit is not going to talk to me the way you talking. Because the course says, if you beat Trump, when you do whatever you're doing, ask a question, deliver your statement, whatever it is, that's how people going to see it. And you sound soft. Not that you are. I'm not saying you are soft. I'm saying the course shows you, it tells you that people go by how you present yourself. And you sound real, really asking a question. I really don't know this. And you're really soft the way you're saying it. So, what I want to know first, because I haven't answered your question yet, but what I want to know first, I want you to be real with me, man. You got my course?
Yeah, I got one point. I got part one.
Okay, wait.
The first
okay.
Two links.
Okay. There you go. Now you answering the Now you're saying something. You got, now listen to what I'm finna tell you, and you figure out how you sound. What I'm saying is, you got
okay.
One-eighth. You got parts one and two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got one-eighth of what you need to become who you trying to become. And you believe that with one-eighth of what you need, you can become it. Now, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to answer your question. That's why you have to ask that question, because you haven't completed your journey. You haven't done what you need to do to answer these questions, because in my course, but it's in 3 and 4, because that's like a real, that's a point. It shows you how to be alone, because the game you in, the information you gaining is going to make you start eliminating who could fuck with you. And it's going to become very lonely, because very few people can fuck with you. And that, therefore, I'm going to answer your question. Hell fucking yeah. I done been in a club by my goddamn self. Damn near every time I go out. A better question would be, have you been in a club with your partner and woo woo woo. Because now I would have to remember that, because I don't go to clubs with motherfuckers, because ain't too many motherfuckers can fuck with me. I ain't on no drugs. I don't want to be drunk. I ain't finna do none of this goddamn shit these motherfuckers be doing, the courage up to talk to bitches. Excuse me. So what I'm saying, to you, caller, and I'm glad you man enough to stay on the phone, because I hope you get something from what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you, caller, is why the fuck did you ask me that? Have I ever gone to a club by myself and got at a bitch? And first, let me ask you, I guess that was had more to it. What do you asking me, how do I feel when I do that? Or are you saying, how do I get at a bitch when I do that? What did you ask me that for?
Nah, because, like, I'm still in high school. And I know, like, when you
stop right
the
there,
by yourself,
stop right there. Stop. You young motherfucker. I'm glad. Hey, listen, man, let me tell you something. I love it. This is why this shit is strong, man. And if a motherfucker, he say he in high school, he really want this shit. Hey, look, fool, I'm finna tell you something. Hit my motherfucking email. You better make sure you say something like your, you know, phone number or whatever. Don't say what it is. But in that email, you let me know something to let me know that it's you. Boy, I'm finna lace your little young motherfucking ass. Because a motherfucker in high school looking for this shit, I don't want your goddamn money, fool. I'm finna give you, I mean, I do want your money, don't get me wrong. I ain't finna give you all my shit. But I'm saying, for this shit, I don't want your money. What I'm saying is, tell your young ass partners to come on here. I'm an old motherfucker talking shit, but believe me, this shit that I'm finna lace you with works. And let me ask you something. How did 1 and 2 help your life?
It helped me by changing my thought. Wait, let me know that I was in the driver's seat this whole time and not my thoughts. I don't want to give it away, but
don't give it away. But what I'm saying is, hey, don't give it away, youngster. But let me tell you something. I'm liking you more and more. Trey, you hear this shit? This motherfucker in high school. This is dope, man. This is pure dope. And what I'm trying to tell you, man, that's what it's supposed to show you. That's what parts 1 and 2, I mean, I wouldn't have said it like that, but in reality, that's what it does. Parts 1 and 2 shows you, suck it up, motherfucker. Take control, because it's yours to have. And as long as you give it to motherfuckers, bitches, or whoever, them motherfuckers are going to they're going to take control of it, because they know how important or valuable control is. But this young brother said, parts 1 and 2 showed him that, or helped him to see that. I feel so complimented. You can't believe how complimented this young brother made me feel. Now, bro, I see your question now. I see why you even asked it. Because even though you didn't been in a club, even though you didn't been somewhere where you had to enter by yourself, you ain't really did it as a motherfucker feeling he a man. You didn't did it as a dude ain't scared to do shit. But that's all showing you shit, which is going to help you be a man. But what's really going to help you is the shit I'm finna send you. And remember, man, what you can send is the last 4 digits of your phone number. Because, see, there's a lot of people hearing this, and a lot of people, I'm allowed to get 10, 12 motherfuckers saying, man, I'm that dude that called you, man. You know, but I'm slicker than that. But what I'm saying is, soon as you get through with the show tonight, hit my email address. You know what it is, right? AskRosebud@gmail.com. Hit my email address, yes. And I'm going to hook you up, man, because you're a young motherfucker and you want it, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? I had to get into your question, because a motherfucker 21 out of school, he gonna be going and using that shit at every opportunity, and he gonna have a different approach to asking questions than you would. But you, young man, now I'm gonna change up a little bit, because let's say you are, what are you really asking now? Now that I know, give me the question. Just flat out, tell me what that question is. What are you asking? Why are you asking it? Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, because I know, like, when you go to the club, like my age, when you go to a club by yourself, a lot of girls feel like you lame or you a loner or you ain't got no friends because you in a club by yourself.
So you trying to...
So I was asking, how can you go and still have that confident aura that you won't come off as a lame or you won't come off as a loner who ain't got no friends coming to the club?
Let me tell you something. Now, you can see it the way you seeing it, and I do see what you saying. But if you be honest with yourself, what I'm fitting to say is going to be why they saying what they saying. Now, you go to the club by yourself, and you stay by yourself. You motherfucking look at the bitch, look at that bitch, don't even speak. You know, just walk from this end to that end, to this point to that point, and you be by yourself. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, when I tried that, that's what I did.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, listen to me. If you act like a loner, you're doing what loners do, you must be a fucking loner. Now, why did I say that? You took too long. Because if you don't want to be a loner, you got to do things that motherfuckers that's not loners do. So, let's start all over. You finna go to whatever, where this club, wherever you're going. You go to the in there, you walk in there. You buy your goddamn self. Before you even, after you walk through the door, you know, you stand there a second and adjust yourself. You know, and because you just coming in, whoever coming in after you, got to wait, and you adjust yourself a minute. Then you walk in the first group of bitches you see, walk over towards them and say, how y'all doing? Look at them motherfuckers and smile. And if they say fine more than once, you ask one in particular, girl, how you doing? Now just listen. What I'm saying is, if you did that, could you imagine them bitches thinking you was a loner?
No.
Why not?
Because they're going to see, like, he's coming off as confident, so he must have a reason to be confident.
Hey, either that or they're going to see you ain't a goddamn loner. You just by your goddamn self. There's a such thing as not fucking with motherfuckers because they ain't on your level. And you don't want to carry right. People. Even if you in whatever fucking grade you in, you know, you ain't past the 12th. So what I'm saying is you're a young man. But simply because you looking for this shit and you had enough nuts to get on here. Because I saw when you actually got in queue. I saw it and you didn't take you 2 or 3 minutes before you hit that one. You called in to talk. This is good. This is all positive for you. Whatever the fuck you don't know, whatever the hell you say to me, and I say, no, fool, that don't take it personal. It's that you did not know it, and I just ain't no nice guy. But I'm going to tell you the truth. So what I'm going to tell you is what I just told you, which is I certainly said, go up to the motherfuckers and say, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. But what did I really just tell you? Not the example or whatever it is, tell me in words what I just told you. I'm saying, what is the message that I'm telling you?
That if you don't want to be classified as something, don't act like it.
Okay, that's a part of it. But the message is this. Quit tripping. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do some shit. But don't blame it on what people think. Blame it on what you think. Because in reality, if you would have thought about, otherwise, if you would have did some critical thinking, you to say, damn, man, I'm wonder why them bitches is thinking I'm a loner or something. Ooh, you should say, motherfucker, I don't go in with nobody, and I don't ever talk to no bitches. So you must be a loner. So otherwise, think about shit, man, and don't be scared to do what you think. All you can do is make a fucking mistake. Every mistake is a building block for the goddamn foundation that you basing your manhood on. And you in high school, bro, you barely should be thinking about a motherfucking foundation. But you already building yours. I give you kudos, man. Trey, you got something you want to drop on him?
No, that sounds pretty good, man. I got some crazy messages coming through, man. That's why I'm kind of quiet on this side that I have to deal with. But I'm listening.
Okay, so caller, make sure
yes.
you get in my email. Make sure
okay.
you do it tonight. I'm going to help you out, bro. Now, here's the real question. What fucking grade you in?
I'm in 11.
I was finna say the 10th. I was going to say the 10th. But you in the 11th. Brother, let me tell you, do you know who I am?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying, you know, I pimped like a motherfucker. I had hoes for 30 years. As Rolls Royces, jewels, every goddamn thing in the world that had to do with, you know, having, you know, mind over bitches. And I'm telling you this, brother. You keep doing what you're doing right now, and that's looking for it, you're going to be a motherfucker. Finish school. And if you even want to go to college, do that. Because I went to college straight out of high school. But then I didn't finish because this shit called me. But what I'm saying, don't think about being no criminal or none of that shit. Just think about having bitches, man. And keep calling my show. Keep updating me. And you'll see, motherfucker, I'm going to show you how to have bitches and be a motherfucker. Alright?
Alright, I will.
Alright. Look. You guys, all of you, real shit, like you just witnessed. I'm not going to cut this motherfucker off because he's under 18. Fuck that. I remember when I was out there, motherfuckers 14, 13, talking about they going to be 8 years old. I know you guys remember PRA. He got killed, may he rest in peace. But I remember him, 7, 8 years old, running down the street, damn near don't even have no pants on or whatever. No, he had pants on, what I'm saying. That motherfucker, we used to have to run him off Sunset. You motherfucker, take your ass back. Man, I'm be out there with you. Nigga, I'm be a pimp. 8 years old. I'm serious. It happens like that. Not with everybody. Because I was 21. Before I turned out. I turned out late. Very late. Motherfuckers turn out 16, you know, 15, whatever. So, I'm saying, you just want us to give you the answers that represent the experience we have. That's all we try to do. That's all I try to do. Now, the only thing that you're going to have to do with me is use some of the shit that we be talking about. And if you do, you're going to come up, man. 312, what's your first name? Hold on, let me get you. 312, what's your first name? What's up?
What's up, Rosebud? My name D from the shot.
What's happening, man?
I just heard you. What's going on, man? I just heard you say that you were 21 when you got in the game and that was real late. Now, I'm 26 and I'm trying to hop in the game. You think I'm too late?
No, I think you're just going to be way more mature, and you ain't going to be able to risk what a 16-year-old motherfucker would be able to risk just to say you pimping, because that's what happened to me. I was 21, and it gave me a different – I was already a man. You know, 16, you know, you pimping, you know, you getting money from bitches, but you still know you 16, and you still know everybody think you got to be 18 before you can consider, you know, to be grown a little bit. But they know 21 is when you become a man. You know, all over the country. So you have that in your head. But if you older than 21 and you more than likely didn't have some jobs. You more than likely, you know how to pay bills and all that goddamn shit. So you got a step above. But that very thing that I'm saying is your asset is your deficit. Because you ain't gonna be willing to do all that goddamn shit them young motherfuckers do. You ain't gonna be willing to sleep 7 or 8 motherfuckers in one motel. You know, you ain't gonna be willing, you know, to do all that hustling, really hustling, you know, grinding. Nigga ain't got nowhere to stay. You gotta be up like a day and a half with nowhere to go. Motherfucker give you a ride to somebody you know pull down the street. You say, hey, man, give me a ride up the street. Motherfucker say, all right, man, what's happening? You get in the car talking shit, and as soon as that nigga be quiet, you sleep. You know, you ain't willing to do that shit. But that's the kind of shit out there. But I was not willing to do that shit either. And I didn't. So what I'm saying is, if you use your smarts and you really trying to get out there, then you need to get out there, and the risk that you're supposed to take, you're supposed to take it. And the one you don't supposed to take, don't take it. But at the same time, it's all about you ain't scared to do what it takes to do to be down. Because I wasn't. I don't give a fuck what I don't do. If it was about being down and representing, deserving, I should be a pimp, I'm going in a lion's den. You know, I was been with niggas that smoke crack, you know, my friends, and they want to go over here, and they take me, you know, goddamn, man, niggas come over here to get high. Then, you know, I ain't gonna say, well, man, I don't want to go there. Well, I ain't going to do that. I'm going too, but I'm just on guard, you know, and I separate my mentality from that. Just because I went there this time, that don't mean I know how to go there. So I sure don't want to go there again. It's just that if I can't find myself in a situation, my maturity is going to play a part. And even if I'm new in the game, I'm not going to make the wrong decision. And I'm saying you probably won't either.
Okay. So you're saying that since I'm older, that my maturity and like my wiseness or whatever you want to call it is going to prevent me from doing riskier things, but sometimes the risky things that I should do?
Sometimes there are risky things that you should do. Like I'm saying, what I'm saying is, just like you asked that question, that's a crazy question. If we was at a round table, people would rank you for not listening. But what I'm saying is, that's what I was telling you, man. You know, I'm with some fools, you know, they're going to smoke some goddamn crack, and I know that's where they're going, but since, you know, they my friends, they're on a certain level, so I'm thinking they finna take me, you know, somewhere where I could blow some cane, they could smoke some crack, whatever, you know. But they take me to somewhere, once I get there, I say, goddamn, I don't want to be fucking with this shit. I'm saying my maturity is going to make me motherfucking be on guard, if that's the case. But it's going to make me let them motherfuckers know, don't bring me over here like this no more. But come on, let's go up here, have woo-woo. I'm going to take the chance because I'm in the game. But I'm not going to see these motherfuckers again and tell them, hey, man, let's go. You know, I want to blow some cane. You got to woo-woo. I ain't trying to fuck with them. And if they ask me anything again, fuck no. Because they ain't my kind of motherfuckers. But I ain't no punk. I ain't running from the kind of motherfuckers they are. I'm going to just let them know. You see, motherfucker, I'll be down. I ain't no scary nigga. But don't come up fucking with me no more because I don't roll like that.
Right. So,
see what I'm saying?
That the game has risk, but since I'm older, I'll be better able to assess the risk and which ones I should take.
Sound like to me you don't need to get in this motherfucker because you asking too many goddamn questions about how to be safe.
No, I'm just trying to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, boy.
I know what you're trying to do. And if you didn't understand it from me telling it to you raw, you got to break it down some more. That means you running from what I said. Bro, I'm from the streets. I'm from the motherfucking streets. I know how to charge a motherfucker. I know how to check what a motherfucker's saying before he get to his point. And the point you making is that no matter what the fuck I tell you, you ain't going to say, all right, man, I see. Because you ain't trying to see. You trying to see how many times or how many ways you then that's the same shit. That means you're running from the answer. Because think of everything you said. You got the same response from me. So let's say the first one was genuine, and I answered you. And the second one was like making sure. There's no need for a third or a fourth or a fifth one. Because they're all the same. Brothers, you know that?
I do now, shit.
But did you know that?
No, and I just really learned something about myself. I do it a lot.
So let me tell you something, man. This is why you miss. This is why you think like you think. Because you ain't sure of yourself. You can't just say, oh, man, Rosebud, right. I'm finna be sure of myself. Because there's things in your fucking life that make you the way you are. And I know you ain't got my shit. You can't tell me you do.
I got some of it.
What you got?
I got the first three parts of 1.0.
And that's it?
No, I got two tools. I got two of the ass Rosebud.
Listen to me, man. Did that shit help you?
No, it didn't.
Why not?
It helped me a little bit, but I haven't applied it.
It ain't that the shit didn't help you. You didn't apply what the shit was talking about.
Right.
So, what I'm saying, bro, listen to me. Understand what I'm saying. I want to sell shit, but I'm not out to just sell shit. Do yourself a favor. Go over that shit again. Do what the fuck it says do. It sounds like little shit. Make sure you walk up to this bitch and say hi and then leave and not care. You don't know what that does. Do you know what that does, man?
Make her curious?
No. Because I ain't thinking about a bitch, and I tell you in my shit, this ain't about bitches. This is about you. You know what that do? That make you get used to going up to a bitch and not expecting no shit. If you don't go up to a bitch and not expect nothing, how you going to get used to doing it?
Okay.
How you going to get used to thinking like that? You guys, I don't want you wasting your money fucking with me. I want you winning. That's why I give you all these deals. That's why I make it as easy as possible for you to get it. But the only way you're going to win is if you do what the shit says. When it says stand in front of the mirror and make some expressions, do that shit. If you can't do it in front of the mirror, in front of yourself, how are you going to do it in front of a bitch? Do you understand what I'm saying, brother? If you take... Let's say I was telling you to make expressions, you know, a Google eye or, you know, damn, baby, look good expression, whatever. It's telling you to do that. If you can't purposely conjure up what it takes to do that in front of the mirror, how do you think you're going to be able to conjure it up when that's what you need to catch this bitch? Does that make sense to you?
Hell yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that what you need to do is get real with your fucking self. Quit playing. You motherfuckers so used to playing. You know, quit playing. Get real. If you want to use that shit, use it. But don't say it didn't work for me knowing you didn't motherfucking apply the shit. And you didn't apply it because you watched it like it was some fucking series. Man, part one was dope. Man, I wonder what part two was about. And then you, oh, god damn. But you didn't apply none of the shit that tells you in part one. Don't go to part two unless you have done this shit. How can you get what part two has to offer if you haven't got what part one has to offer? And the cold part about it, bruh, you got that shit. And this is why I say to you guys, Everybody's listening. It's okay to do what he's doing. That shit didn't go nowhere. He got the links. All he got to do is realize, listen, bro, all you got to do is realize what you did that was fucked up, which is not put yourself into that shit. Go back and start over and fucking do what that shit say and see what you be telling me then.
Okay.
We going to get that going?
Hell yeah.
I'm for you, bro. Go ahead.
And I want to know, do you know what the first rule is of being down and dirty?
Do I know what the first rule? Who said? Oh, you asking him. Go ahead, Trey.
Yeah, I know you. It's always be playing, man.
ABP.
Stay on your ABPs. Always be playing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you back in. I got another motherfucker, man. 951. What's your first name? What's your question?
Yeah, what's going on? My name is Don, bro. My question is, as far as, you know what I'm saying, you got multiple bitches, how do you go about creating camaraderie, you know what I'm saying, creating a sense of, you know what I'm saying, them bitches getting along?
Bruh, first and foremost, you got some hoes or you got some bitches that more than one, just bitches?
So, no, I just knocked another bitch, you know what I'm saying, so I'm 20 toes down. But,
So you got hoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Excuse me, I had to drink some water. Let me tell you something, man. First and foremost, you have to understand you ain't trying to create no goddamn camaraderie. Although, overall, as far as what you're doing when you're telling them that you want them to be cool with each other, it is creating camaraderie. But if you make yourself think like that, then you're thinking opposite of what you're trying to represent, which is you don't give a fuck if they get along or not. If you want them working together, they working together, and you bet not see no animosity. Now, it ain't like you're going to beat their ass if you see some, but what you're going to do is punish them bitches in different ways. Look, bitch, I told you, you know, she did something very obvious that, let's say the bitch did something very obvious when you're talking to both of them at the same time, and then you say something to the one bitch, and then this bitch do something fucked up. When you talk to her, you know, personally, you tell her, yeah, bitch, I was coming over to fuck with you, I was going to do this, we just finna go over here and do that, but I ain't doing that shit. What you talking about? Why would I do? Fucking shit you did today? I don't give a fuck if you like that bitch. I'm not trying. You ain't going to make me choose, bitch. Because what bitches be trying to do when they ain't showing camaraderie, they trying to make you choose. You know? Yeah. But then you supposed to let them know. Bitch, you chose. I'm not choosing. And if I choose, I choose me over both of you motherfuckers. Then they turn around and walk off. I don't give a fuck what either one of you motherfuckers do. But if I see you at the end of the night, you better have my trap. So if you want to be mad at each other and get my trap, what the fuck I care? I'm not out there. You the one going to be miserable out there mad at a motherfucker. But maybe you need to be mad to get my money, bitch. Is that the case? See, I'm saying you niggas need to think. You need to know how to get at a bitch. You know, you got
to.
Of course,
I'm going to get at a bitch like that. You know what I'm saying? I just like to hear, you know what I'm saying, from OGP. You know
what
I'm saying?
But what I'm saying, bro, listen to me, man. You can say whatever you want to say. You can make, since you didn't heard that, and you can say that you kind of thought that, woo-woo. Whatever the fuck you want to. But the real is, if you had any inclination to do what the fuck I'm talking about, you would have did that shit. Because
I
that shit is tempting.
Hey,
bro.
I'm top, you know what I'm saying, for sure.
You already checked him. What'd you tell the bitch, man? I'm finna bust you out now. I'm finna, you know, I didn't try. I gave you a chance. Let's go. What did you tell the bitch?
You know what I'm saying? The bitch had a little attitude about me talking about just knocking a bitch or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I let the bitch know, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's my rules. This is what people say go on around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So if anything, you don't want to give me no issue, you know what I'm saying? I look bad on your part. Straight up.
You said that to the bitch? Do you know there is a difference between spitting and explaining?
I want to know the difference.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, did you know that?
No.
So, what I'm saying, first and foremost, remember to listen. Because I'm going to tell you something else you didn't do. I asked you, what did you tell the bitch? And you start telling me why you think what you think. See, what I'm saying is you guys can't catch, you can't do shit, and you ain't strong because you don't pay attention. Now, when it comes to a bitch and you spitting at her, you might be saying it's all about what you think, but you saying it way colder than that. Yes, let me tell you something. A motherfucker like me ain't getting a fuck about what some bitch paying me think. Otherwise, if it ain't the way I'm thinking, it's the way you thinking. And the way you thinking don't go with me. So you could either be with me or not. I don't care which one it is because I'm going to have hoes. That's like I caught this other bitch. You see why? That's why I catch bitches. Because I ain't trying to handle one bitch thinking nothing. I don't give a fuck what you think unless it's what I think. You supposed to kick it at a bitch like that. And that bitch gonna see pimping in it. It ain't really telling her that it's my way or the highway, but it is telling her that because you pimping. Now, I'm not saying what you said is wrong. What I'm saying, what you said would have chopped your foot off because that ain't gonna do nothing but think about leaving. You didn't give her nothing to reach for. The shit I said, you know, she can't deny that if I'm about this game, I'm about pimping. So as long as I am pimping, and you are a hoe, my hoe, you got to go with my pimping. You really want them to make that determination. Now, I'm not saying what you were saying ain't pimpish. So don't get me wrong, because it was, because you let the bitch know it's about what you think. But what I'm saying is, you didn't let her know it, you explained it to her. It's a difference.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, what I'm getting from what you're saying is, you know what I'm saying, I got to be colder.
It got to be what?
It got to be colder.
Coded?
No, colder.
Iceberg.
Yeah. Oh, okay, colder. No, it got to have direction. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, when you tell the bitch, you ain't getting a fuck about what you think, because, you know, I'm pimping, woo, woo, woo. Why you think I got this other bitch? See, the direction there, you ain't being cold. You telling her, bitch, if you don't straighten up, I ain't gonna do nothing but keep pimping. You see, I got another bitch. Now, if you would have said that, you would have been explaining it to the bitch. Fuck that. You want to spit it at the bitch. Why you think I come up with these motherfucking hoes to come up in here and be expecting you to be right, woo, woo, whatever you say. But the difference between spitting it and explaining it is when you basically are shoving it down the bitch's mouth without her actually hearing you say, fuck you, bitch, take it or leave it. But you shoving it down there. Just pin it with me. I am not no nigga that's going to sit up here and be thinking about I had you the longest, you make this amount. I don't give a fuck how much you make or how long I had you. And don't give a fuck if you get that money you made tonight to the next nigga. Matter of fact, I ain't coming to get it. And hang on. Oh, you pimping then, nigga. Hang up and go on about your business and don't go get the motherfucking money till the next day or the next day. And then when you get it, that motherfucking hoe better have it all. And this, since you didn't come last night or the day before, come over there, you best been a bit on that track. Because if I don't see you on that motherfucker, I know something jumping off. And I ain't going to look for you. I'm just going to know. I'm saying the game give you ways to be a motherfucker. If you take that avenue to be a motherfucker, you'll let the bitch do whatever the fuck she want to do. Just be confident she going to do what you want her to do. That's how I pimp. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Matter of fact, I'm finna put my hands over my eyes and I'm gonna turn my back. And you can do whatever you want to do, bitch. You know, I might say that as a joke. Because I've been left 2,500 times. I know how to get left. I know how to feel. I know how to motherfucking feel when I get left. I'm going to say, damn, that bitch was heavy. Oh, well. You know, nigga going on. I ain't been to worry about that bitch. And as long as I know that, as long as I believe that, I can be the way I am. Be the way I'm saying. And I'm telling you, man, niggas knock me off. But niggas knock me off of bitches that I just knocked off from somebody. Motherfuckers did not ever knock me off for a, well, yeah, I got knocked from them too. But for a bitch that I caught, turned out, you know, put some motherfucking game in. I done lost several of them motherfuckers too, man, so I can't make that statement. But what I'm saying is, the ones that you put that shit in, you had them bitches for years. A lot of years. Put it in them, man. Just go at it like you're going. Go at it like you're going at it. Because I don't think you don't sound scared of it. You don't sound scared at all. Just go at it like you're going at it. And just start looking for more information from the shit that's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Let me put you back in. Hey, check this out. Trey, this is some dope. We got some dope going on up here. Now.
Yeah, man.
Trey Lavis, how do you get in contact with you, man?
Man, you can hit me up at treylavisdirect@gmail.com. I will help you start your business. I will do your website, your business cards, all that good stuff, man.
All that good shit. All right, now, damn, we've been kicking it, and we got a little bit more time. We might do overtime tonight. I'm not sure. If you want to call in, 657-383-0809. Call in, press 1, ask your question. And if you really, these guys that's been on here tonight and actually ask questions, it was good for two things. One reason is that, you know, they wasn't necessarily right in where they was coming from. But the second reason is you see how it's not as scary as you think it is to come up here not knowing what the fuck you want to say, not knowing what you really want to ask. The thing is, you really want to come up here, you know, and get on here and just not to be on because you really got something to say, something to ask. This is what I like. And everybody I didn't talk to tonight so far was dope in that respect. You had real shit. I could tell shit, real shit from bullshit, you know. And when I thought the young brother, high school brother, telling you, man, when I thought he was bullshitting and I started checking him and he stood up and answered, he let me see I'm a young motherfucker for real. Think about it, Trey. We used to thinking that we talking to grown-up motherfuckers. So we never consider that some motherfucker 16, 17 is listening. We know them motherfuckers might fucking go to the archive because they heard of us and they can listen to it because they young motherfuckers and they used to sneaking. This motherfucker, Front Street, press 1 on the goddamn shit in the queue, asking questions. Man, ain't no fake about that nigga. I love that young nigga. I'm not bullshitting. That motherfucker got what it takes to want what the fuck I wanted. And whatever you do, sorry to say your address. Hey, whatever you do, just make sure you stay your ass in school. And if you keep thinking that you want to be out here, also keep thinking you want to go to school. And go to school preferably. But once you start going to school and you find yourself doing what I was doing, gosh, you know, I was smart, 3.75 grade average. You know, hey, Trey, you might not know this about me, but my first degree, I didn't really complete it. Went 3 3/4 of the term, which I was a junior with one fucking semester to go, and I had a 3.75, and I went to Oakland with this fucking bitch. And I was talking that shit, you know.
Wow.
And that motherfucking bitch said, okay. And I didn't never go back to college. I never went back to college. went back to fucking my hometown. I left with the bitch and started pivoting, man. That's how this shit call you when it calls you.
Wow, that's
how
it
do.
Left school and started school.
Hey, for real. But, you know, see, I'm claiming, and I'm actually claiming this station. And we could really kick it. I'm telling you. You just got to believe in me, man. You know, I got AskRosebud.com, and I got DownAndDirty101.com. Check them out. Trey, you got TreyLavishDirect@gmail.com, right?
And
what's that website?
ArtDistrictDirect.com. So you can see some of my work.
ArtDistrictDirect.com. Like I was saying, we going to talk a little bit more detailed about it, but shit. The things that you have to do to establish in your mind, if you're like a down motherfucker, they're not difficult. They're just things you have to really do. And they help you learn what to do with a woman besides fuck her. Man, I'm so big on that. You gotta have something that bitch could do for you. You gotta have, what that does is actually make you fuck better, man, because you have a goal you're trying to reach. I don't know if you guys, you might not be like me, you don't care, but I care. Shit. When I'm fucking a bitch, I want her to think I'm fucking the shit out of her. And I know you gotta do every little thing that I know to do to get that. At least I know I have to do it. So that when I'm fucking her, even if I know my motherfucking dick ain't really hard, but she's just going crazy. That's because I know I didn't brain fucked her. And I brain fucked that bitch first. Every bitch, I brain fuck her. And I be doing that while I'm talking to her. And when I think she's brain fucked enough, I might touch her pussy or something. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. But what I'm saying is I brain fuck that bitch first. And you better realize that, you know, the game has only begun when you catch that bitch. You ain't nowhere along shit. When you catch the bitch, you just now on the first step. Before you caught the bitch, you wasn't even on the stairway. You was on the ground, wherever you at. And most of you motherfuckers forget that there's actually going to be some interaction besides sex with you and this motherfucking bitch you fucking with. So, you know, that's why we talking about this shit tonight. That's why all this shit we talking about is so goddamn important. I'm a detail. Actually, I have detailed this shit in one of my MP3s, but that's neither here nor there. I want all you motherfuckers, all of you, to grow old and prosper with being the way we talking about. Now, I'm not a rich dude, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I ain't worked since 2010 and I'm like, you know, Rolls Royce in it. Nah, I ain't doing none of that shit. But I'm doing what the fuck I want to do, as you can tell. And that's all I care about. And that's all I'm saying with you. Grow old and prosper And the only way that shit's going to happen for you, for a lot of you motherfuckers, is to have a significant other to make you whole. A lot of you motherfuckers think that. Now, for those of you who don't think that, I mean, you might think like I thought, I don't want no significant other. I want significant others. I just do. I never did want one woman. I had to be a pimp motherfucker. You know, when I talk about it, do you want it and shit? Excuse me. When I talk about do you want it and shit, I be talking about standing on it. Excuse me. Hey, Trey, play like 2 minutes. I got to get some water, man. I got the heat cups.
No problem.
Rosebud, bitter dough.
Too crazy.
All you guys need to understand, everything is more important when you filter it through what you think. Because at that moment, it comes out of that filtering. It's going to be what you should do.
You a man now, nigga?
We're going to change all that. We're going to put you on your feet again. You're going to have a bankroll so big, when you walk down the street, it's going to look like your pocket's got the mumps.
Your pocket got no mumps. We used to say that shit. Hey, some things boils down to just a couple of questions. Most things in this game do. It boils down to just a couple of questions. The first one is, are you down? And in order to be down, you got to think all sorts of things. But one of the things that you got to think, and that's a assessment of yourself, and that's, are you a quality catch? You got to think about that shit. Then you got to think, do you know what to do with a woman after sex? Not during sex, but after sex. If you can answer those questions in a very positive manner, you know, otherwise, are you down? Hell yeah, I'm down. I'm not finna go for this or that. I'm not finna do this or that. Everything I do is actually repetitious because I can't really change what I do because being down don't change. Everything I do, I'm not gonna take 2 or 3 seconds to answer no questions. Bitch ain't gonna never stump me. I mean, I'm down. I got all kinds of things to talk about. I can talk about the things I do. I can talk about the things I think about. I can talk about fucking just politics, things that's going on right now. I could talk about the president. I could talk about bitches. I could talk about children. I could talk about motherfucking men becoming men. I could talk about a motherfucker want to be a writer. I could talk about a motherfucker that want to just be a motherfucker. I'm just trying to let you know how much shit I can talk. It ain't gonna take me no motherfucking half a second to answer some motherfucking bitch question. I wish I would catch a bitch. The bitch asked me something to take me over a half a second to give her a full fucking detailed answer. Why? Because I'm a motherfucker. I'm not just saying that. I know what a motherfucker is, and I know what they do. And I do it all. A lot of you know what a motherfucker is because somebody told you the definition. And you know what it is. But you don't do it. See, we be talking about standing on your nuts in this shit. Them questions that I just asked. Are you down? Are you qualified? Are you a quality catch? Do you know what to do with a woman after sex? I mean, those are some serious questions. The biggest questions of all is, can you be all those things 365 days a year. 24/7, 365. Can you do that? I certainly am not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying these are the things you have to consider when you're trying to be a motherfucker. You want to consider yourself a motherfucker, but you don't do what motherfuckers do. And those four questions are questions that motherfuckers can answer with the right answer. These are important questions you want to have answers to. You really want to have answers to these questions. Are you going to find yourself starting over damn near times every weekend, maybe twice in one weekend? I'm just saying you're going to find yourself starting over because you have nothing, no foundation, no way to believe in shit, no grip. You're a mountain climber and you're climbing this fucking vast mountain, got flat ass walls, and you ain't got shit to grip. You know, unless your finger's strong as fuck and you can fucking goddamn pull your weight up this fucking mountain, you ain't gonna be able to get up there. You're gonna fall. You're gonna die. But if you have this the answer to those questions, you'll have grips. Somewhere you can put your foot. Oh, goddamn. Put my foot here. And then you can reach up to. I mean, just like mountain climbers do. I'm just letting you know, man. And even if you don't have it, you do like real extreme mountain climbers do. You have that little pick thing, and you fucking dig your motherfucking way up and make yourself have little footholds when you first need it. So what I'm saying is game's going to prepare you. Game's going to let you handle it, but that's only if you do it. If you buy the little pick hammer, and when you get up on the motherfucking mountain, you don't nail a little foothold because whatever, you scared or whatever the fuck, you ain't going to have it. You only can have it if you do it. See, you have personal desires to be a stronger player in the game of life. You want that. Well, check this out. There is no right one for you. There's no right bitch for you if you don't do it right by yourself. If you underplay your own personal desires, how could you have a woman? How could you have a woman if you're not really satisfied with how you handle yourself? Yeah. Man, this shit is true for pimps. I'm not talking about no wives. I'm talking, how you gonna have a bitch that's gonna listen to your instructions if you can't really say you'll listen to your instructions? If you do and you start to do it, you'll stop and ask yourself some questions about it because you ain't sure. If you develop a strong perspective on the game or a strong perspective on life in general, at the same time, you're going to be developing a personality to match it. This is what you guys don't understand. All of you guys is out there. You can, not all of you, but a lot more of you than that's actually doing it, can be out there getting this information by at least trying to be what it says be. It's just essential that you develop the perspective that I'm like talking about right now so that the inner you can come out through how you see the world, through how you see things. The way you think about being a man has a direct reflection on how you see the world. But once you are a man and you see the world through the way you think as a man, if you become a pimp, you're going to see the world even different. You have to be ready for this stuff. All I want you to understand is I know that you have respect for what the fuck I have done. You have respect for what I've done in the game and what I'm doing for you now. I know you do. I hear it too much. Every day I get that. People telling me that. But there is no precise definition of what we doing. Because we're talking about the ways of alpha motherfuckers. For 1,000 motherfuckers, there's 1,000 solutions. You know why? Because they know what they're thinking is right. And unless they're thinking what you're thinking, you can't change a motherfucker's mind unless what you're thinking can be shown to be better. The shit we doing can't be categorized as how to be an alpha man. Excuse me. I'm sorry, excuse me. That's why these fucking guys is telling you how to be an alpha, how to be a player, how to count, and then they just taking your fucking money. You should know things don't always happen by the fucking book in life, especially in the life of an alpha man. But by his being an alpha motherfucker, he takes whatever happens in stride. And this is what you got to understand. Pimps don't argue with pimps. Pimps don't get so wrapped up into a bitch that if another motherfucker legitimately gets a bitch, you want to try to do something to the nigga. No, we don't do that shit because shit don't happen by the books. That's why you have to take shit in stride. Everything we talk about should be filtered through your actual experiences. But if you don't ever experience shit, how are you going to filter the shit we talking about? Or what are you going to filter it through? And when you learn the shit, you have to understand that learning what you did learn, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself. 313, I see you right now. What's up, man?
Hey, Roseblood, this is Daddy from the G's.
Daddy, what's
up?
I
had a question, or do I need to present a scenario for you?
Bruh, come on with what you want. Give me your question.
Yes, sir. All right. You got a young turnout, and you want to set it down for the first time. I know you got a zillion things you need to run by about the dangers in the street. Are they like... You have like 10 things that you made sure you covered before you set it down, or how would that work? Bless you, brother.
Trey.
All right.
Sit down the wrong side. Excuse me.
Okay.
Trey, would you... Motherfucker, when you hear this shit, you don't want to hear me enjoy this shit.
All right.
I drunk some water right quick and went down the road. Throw to whatever started me to cough. But, bro, listen. That's okay. Turn that shit off, man. It came in too late. Fuck it. Hey, what I'm saying, man, you got to understand some shit. When shit happen, you got a bitch. First of all, you got to be a turnout too to be asking this question.
Right.
Okay. So, the thing about kicking it with people like me, when you ask a question concerning a bitch, motherfucker ain't gonna necessarily answer it. But what I'm saying is you could have said, man, I'm fresh in the game. You know, this is like damn near the first bitch I'm finna put there. Do I suppose to tell her certain things? Of course, that's a question. You don't really want to ask it. But if you asked it like that, you got a better chance of getting the real answer. Because what I'm saying is, I don't know what city you in. I don't know when you're sending her, day or night. So, you know, day or night determines the dress that the bitch have. But let's say it's night. She could be very hoish. Dress the bitch hoish. Wherever you think the fucking track is, you tell her that you finna take her down there to the track. She's a new bitch. You tell the bitch, I'm gonna be rolling. You go see me, but don't acknowledge me unless you have a problem. Now, the bitches out there, she see you riding, and she don't have no problem, but you see the bitch there every time you ride by. You got to tell the bitch to come over here. Come here, bitch. Well, if I see you when I ride by again, I'm going to slap you. Letting her know that's not hoeing me seeing you every time I ride by. That's not making me comfortable, and it's certainly not getting me no money. So what I'm saying is each little thing that you see as you ride by, let's say the bitch didn't catch you a date, but now something about whatever, you check it, and you let her know. That's what you do. It's pimping going on. And if you're willing to pimp, you can have the little fresh bitch you got. But don't sound like you willing to pimp, man. I'm not saying you ain't. I'm just saying it don't sound like it because it sounds like you looking for answers.
Well, yeah, I was looking for answers because I'm in Detroit. I'm 68. I'm taking a creative writing course. And the subject of pimping intrigues me. And I'd like to use a pimp or pimp scenario as a scenario. You know, I'm a little bit
check
too old
check
to
this
be,
out.
You know.
Check this out. Check this out.
Yes, sir.
Did I know any of what you said?
Nope.
I didn't know that, right?
That's right.
I didn't know nothing about you, right?
Nope.
What I'm saying is, did I peg you?
You pegged me as being fresh.
That's what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, listen, that's what you need to write about. That, mm-hmm. what I just showed you, how a pimp, a real pimp, this is how he catch bitches, because he talks to them. He actually listens to them. He actually hears what they say. And he's such a motherfucker that he can take what they say when he talks to a woman, and he can use it to say something totally opposite of what the fuck she's talking about when she said whatever she's saying. But just the fact that he knows how to use words from what she said previously and what he's saying currently makes that bitch cream. Why? Because that pimp know how to show that bitch that even though he flamboyant, talks shit as like a motherfucker, he listens to her.
I got you, the man.
Did you wait?
Okay.
Did you hear what? Not the little description I said, not how fly it is, but the fact that what people think about pimps, they all think the same thing. You just learned something totally different from what people think about pimps. Do you know what that is?
Tell me.
Why, man? Because if I got to tell you, how can you write about it?
Well, you'd have to tell me because
no,
I'm wondering what you think.
No. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying no, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm saying no, you can't write about it. Because if you don't see what you learned, how can you write about it? If I tell you what you learned, you know what you did or should have learned, but how can you write about it?
Well, I'm saying you assume that I didn't learn specifically what you had to.
No, I'm not assuming shit. I'm not assuming shit because I asked you. And you said, tell me. How could I be assuming? Hold on, bro. I ain't asking you why you said that. I'm saying I asked you about it, and you said, tell me. Now, somebody that's, if I say, how do you do this? And you say, tell me, that gotta mean you don't know.
Well, you gonna let me finish now?
Yeah.
The reason why I said tell me is because you're assuming that I didn't have knowledge of something prior to the statement that you made. I don't know specifically what you think I learned or what specifically you think I didn't already know. That's why I said tell me so we could be on the same page. I didn't say it for an argument.
Bro.
Yes,
listen.
Yes, sir.
Things you gotta learn. Scary shit is scary shit. Shit you saying so scary. Now you can say you ain't scary. All I'm saying is this: when you think something, and you know whatever it is as far as the end result of what you're thinking, fuck what somebody else think. Because no one is actually including all the things you're including when it comes to whatever the hell you thought of as far as what you should do about what's your situation. So, well, I'm asking you this, I'm asking you that, and it's all to show you, you willing to go for what I'm saying, which means you ain't sure about what you're thinking. So what I'm saying is, when I'm asking you this, asking you that, and you don't come with an answer telling me about what you're talking about, then you can't handle bitches. So what I'm saying is, if you're talking to a bitch and the bitch is saying some shit you don't want to hear, or she's saying some shit different than what you thought, you're going to be stuck thinking. And you're going to take a second. Go ahead.
Oh, actually, I was just going to say that I was having a problem following what you were saying when you asked, you know, when you asked for some feedback. That's why I asked, you know, for you to
let me ask you
enlighten
this.
Me then.
Let me ask you this. What was your initial reason for calling? Asked it.
Well, like I was telling you, I'm taking a creative writing course.
Mm-hmm.
The subject of the streets intrigued me.
Right.
I was like going through my own mind about different scenarios where a pimp might put a girl down and he might forget to tell her something, which results in, you know, different types of, occasions.
Stop. or
problems.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
First and foremost, when a pimp put a hoe down, he tells her what he told her. But let's say he said, baby, get my money regardless. I want some fucking money, whatever. And then the bitch standing at the stoplight, and the stoplight for her to walk across is red, but she walk across. Is that motherfucker responsible for her ass getting run over because he didn't tell her to pay attention to the street lights?
Of course not.
So what I'm saying is, stop that shit you're thinking. You're not responsible for what that bitch do. You're responsible for what you do when she comes in that night. Otherwise, once she go out, it's out of your hands. Because you ain't no hoe. You ain't finna try to guess what to tell that bitch. Woo, woo, woo. You don't know. You ain't no hoe. But when the bitch come in and you question her about what she did, and something she tells you shows you that you need to school her about some shit, you know exactly what you're talking about. And what you talk about right now, tonight, tomorrow, is going to be shit that you be thinking about because you didn't know this shit. This is how you get game. Last night, you learned shit like this happened, and today, processing how to pimp with it.
I hear
why
you, bro.
Did I tell you?
I hear you, bro.
But why did I tell you? Why did I tell you that, bro?
To let me know that it's an ongoing process of learning game.
No. Now, listen.
I know.
No.
Go ahead.
Hey, if you want an A in what you're doing, as far as, you know, you're going to write whatever scenarios about a pimp, you got to know all this shit that we just talked about, so that when you make a statement, you can make all this shit clear to verify that statement, which none of the motherfuckers reading that shit will have ever thought about, and it's gonna blow their fucking mind. And you gonna get an A for originality, for well written shit, and you just gonna get an A. Let me tell you something before I get off. What I just explained to you is how I went through teaching and learning teaching and learning with technology. A master's. Listen, a master's. and I got 4.0. 4.0. Straight A's all the way through. Why? Because of what I'm telling you now. When you can back what the fuck you saying up with some shit that make hella sense, but the people that's reading it never thought of it, they're going to be saying, this is new shit. And you going to get the credit for bringing this new shit for them to think. Now, how dope is that?
Well, right. That's real dope. And you see who I call.
Well, I mean, I ain't mad at you. I love you for it, bro. That's why I gave it to you. Because when I'm saying
I ain't trying
to keep it from you. I'm sharing. Man, I'm telling you. If you take every fucking thing, all my courses, put them together, all my twos, put them together, I might have a half a billion, or let's just say a million. I might have a half a million things on there. But that's not saying about the 2 more million things that people are going to get from it. And that's not saying about the 6 more million things that I'm going to think from the shit that people bring to me. So we talking about, in essence, 15 million, 20 million things that you can get from just this conversation that we having, bro. I want you to win. I'm not about, people think it, hey, pimp motherfucker, you ain't going to pimp me. I'm not trying to charge you. I don't hold back. If you instant message me and ask me a question, I might not answer it. But you fucking hit me, press 1, ask that same question, I'm going into total detail because that's what this show is about. Finding out what you want to know about. And I'm glad you asked that question, bro. You got anything else?
Okay. What kind of spurred that question was on a previous program, you were saying how you tell your holder, make sure the locks work on the door and shit like that. I'm sure that you did. You probably said that to all of them, I'm assuming, if you had a street hoe before they got down, did you? That's the type of things that I was trying to get out of you.
Well, I didn't say that to all of them.
Okay.
What happened was in my book, I was telling you about Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
And she had got beat up and fucked up. And when she came to me, she was all fucked up, wrapped up in this hospital shit. And I saw that unless I had something to tell this bitch, she might be able to say, I'm not taking no chances like this with this motherfucker. I'm not saying that's what would have happened. I'm just saying that's what I was thinking. So I had to think of something to tell her she didn't do. I had to think of something to tell her, as a hoe, you need to know this kind of stuff. And maybe I didn't tell it to you, but I'm telling it to you now. Why I want to do that is so just in case what I'm saying register to her, she'll want to be gung-ho about getting down when she heal. But when I told that bitch to look at what she do, look under the seat, all this kind of shit, when I told that bitch that, I was saying that because not to do that, which I wanted her to do it, but I was saying it to let her see that I'm showing her shit she didn't do. So you can't say that she ain't learned nothing. Yeah, you got fucked up. Yeah, you hurt. But goddammit, you learned some shit. And as long as I can show her what she learned, she gonna forget that hurt bullshit. And if that was in my motherfucking book, and if you fucking remember, she couldn't wait to heal, cause she wanted to goddamn go out there and let them bitches know she was still down. She ain't giving a fuck. I know what to do now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that kind of falls under the always be playing scenario.
No,
also,
bruh, wait, I want to correct you. That don't kind of fall. That is under always be playing. You can't let nothing handle you. You have to handle it. Because if you don't handle it, it's going to handle you. That's a fact. That's my whole, that's where I'm coming from. You know, I love this shit that we do. I love the way you motherfuckers been coming at me tonight. I love this shit because if I could do this, if I can make people believe that there is a certain way that you have to be in order to actually achieve this shit that I'm talking about. Of course, this is a pimp show. You can think I'm going to be a great pimp. But what if a motherfucker on my ass Rosebud show thought how he needs to do this? He ain't going to be a great pimp. He's going to be a great man. Because all of what I'm doing, everything, is about being a man. I mean, if you want to be a clown, you're still a man. But you got to do what clowns do. If you want to be a race car driver, you a man. But you got to do what race car drivers do. And so on and so forth. If you a pimp, you got to be a man first. But then you got to do what pimps do. If you a regular Joe Blow that go to work, you got to fucking do what regular Joe Blows do. But then you still got to be a man. And that's all I'm talking about, y'all. You know, the show is over. This was really a dope show. Carter, you got anything else to say?
I was just wondering if that incident that happened with Sampra, I think you said her name was? Sampra, did that influence how you dealt with your the other holes that you got?
Fuck yeah, man. Listen to me. Wait, stop. First, this happened really early in my career. And really early in my career, I was like, fuck a bitch. Because that's what everybody likes. And the pimpin', fuck a bitch. The bitch ain't shit.
Right.
Now, I had through fucking with this bitch. Because, believe it or not, that was my first hoe. And I had that bitch only for about a year or over a year. So everything I learned about hoes, I learned from this bitch. So what I'm saying is this bitch, she fucking go out and she had to jump out of a car while I was going. And she was fucked up. And she come to the room. Matter of fact, I'm telling the nigga, man, my bitch ain't going to never come home without calling me first. We talking about a bitch being in the pocket. Right as I'm telling this nigga this shit, the bitch knock on the door. I open the door, she say, Samber. Nigga start cracking up. But I open the door, and the bitch in a sling, you know, some hospital shit all on her arms and shit, and running her skirt tore off. I had just bought her this outfit. That day, I had bought her this outfit. Bitch go out
and
there.
She was your only hoe at that time, right?
She was my only bitch. And she,
okay.
I had told her shit about checking the doors and all this shit. And she did. No. I hadn't told her that. She was supposed to turn here, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't. So I started thinking, while she's telling me that, I'm started thinking about how to make this point to her. So first I want to make sure she knows that she got to make sure the door works. Even though I never thought this in my life. I tell her, when you get in the car, make sure you open the door to make sure it, you know, open the door and close, make sure it works. Then, before you take off, make sure the windows go up and down, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling her all this shit because as she telling me what happened, I'm seeing what she could have done to prevent it. And as she's telling it to me, and as I'm telling her shit, she feels like she getting game that she wasn't thinking about. And the more I kept telling her how to prevent this, the less fear she had about it happening. You see what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Most definitely, brother.
See,
you know, I appreciate the show. I appreciate the knowledge that you putting out in the universe, brother. It's drastically needed, and I'm going to be a devoted listener. I hope I can call you back.
Good, brother. I appreciate it. What I really want to say before I go is this is the value of fucking with somebody like me. I got things to talk about, ways to show you shit that can help you accept what's necessary to be in this, the lane you in. You in the fast lane. You're not in the old people lane. You're not in the slow lane. You in the fast lane. If we was on that motherfucking thing in Germany, what they call the Autobahn, if we was on that motherfucker, you'd be driving 130 or 150 miles an hour. You don't get a ticket. You just can try that fast. I'm saying that's how fast I drive in life, this game. And I challenge any motherfucker that's listening to ever come up with anything that makes me take longer than one half of a second to have a full, complete, and concise answer. I challenge any motherfucker. Trey, what they listening to? Trey Lavish Direct at gmail.com and artdistrictdirect.com.
.com. Also, you're going to want these cats to know we got a nice little mixtape coming up soon. And when we drop it, if
excuse me, man. I'm sorry. Dude, I listened to that shit you sent me. That shit is so fucking dope. Right on what a nigga's vibe should be. I mean, that's dope. Go ahead, man. You got the mixtape and what?
Yeah, but on this, also, I'm sure you're going to give something to the cats on that. And also, if you guys want some, like a custom drop with your name on it on that mixtape, so you can put that mixtape on and you can have Rosebud's voice saying your name on there. So you can get that customized on there, too. And that's it, man.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Trey. God. This is fucked up. Go ahead, Trey. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so.
Wait a minute, man. This is really what's dope. Think about this. You ride with the bitch. And you got some shit like this nigga playing right now in the background. And you say some shit that actually has to do with you and her. Now, hell of a slick you are, you can make it work for you and any bitch. But I'm saying, send that shit to me. Me and this motherfucking Trey is going to put that shit in a particular mixtape for you. And why you ride, that shit is gonna come on. Hey, this ain't for your boys. This particular
That's
one
dope.
Ain't for your boy. Because this particular one mixtape is for you fucking with a bitch that you don't really have. I mean, even a bitch that you have, you can do it. But one that you don't have is better. But I'm saying one you got is just the same. Just think about it. You riding with the smooth beat. And not only will I say this here, I'll say other things during that particular mix that's gonna coincide with you being this giant motherfucker that this broad got action at fucking with. Fellas, get at Trey Lavish, Trey Lavish Direct at gmail.com. Tell him what you want, and we gonna be like on it. And you know me, I'm gonna try to say some shit to make you be in them drawers if that's the case. But I'm trying to say some shit to make you stay on top of charging that bitch, because in order to fuck with real motherfuckers, bitches got to pay. Hey, I'm out. You got anything you want to add, Trey?
One more time, yes. Trey Lavish Direct at gmail.com. Get your pre-order in for that mixtape. Send me that email and we'll put it together for you. And you're going to get your customized mixtape when it drops.
Hold on. Make sure you let them understand we got mixtapes that you can just order 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah. But we also have customized mixtapes. Now, that's the one you have to specify this, that, and the other what. But we got them all. We'll make it all clear to you. Trey, I'm out, man.
All right, man.